You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your host, Jody Sweeten.
I am your other host, Celia Behar.
And we are here in my back office today.
With no AC on.
With no air conditioning on. Because I realized, she's not naked, people.
I'm kind of naked, though.
Well, she's got very short shorts on and like a little sports bra thing and a very cute Free People Stevie Nicks wrap thing that I actually have one in a different color.
Of course you do.
Right.
Yeah. My nipple comes out of this a lot.
Yeah, I can't. My nipples wouldn't
like
fit
I have to
there.
Keep.
just my nipples alone wouldn't fit in there. So I applaud you for them covering your entire teat.
My teat.
I'm warning you. I'm just in a mood today. Feeling a little weird.
Why? Because the whole earth is on fire.
The earth is on fire. I also have a sinus and a double ear infection.
I'm sorry.
So my left ear today is a little clogged.
Okay.
So I'm probably really yelling even more so than normal.
I'm going to talk to you like I used to talk to my grandfather, who was deaf in one ear because a cannon went off.
Everyone literally just took their earbuds out and threw them on the floor.
So maybe I match you just by talking that loud.
Well, Emily did tell us not to record in the same space.
I know.
Simply for the fact that I'm so loud and you're not, that they can't turn me down.
I'll project from my diaphragm as a theater major. I was a theater major. I forget that. Now I just talk on my vocal cords because I'm lazy. That's the problem.
I have vocal fry.
I do too.
I do too, but that's probably from like years of
smoking
and doing dumb shit.
I don't smoke. Oh my God. Before we even do our never, can I just tell you a fucked up story?
Wait, can I tell you how I threw you under the bus?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wait, did you?
Fully. There was an old pack of cigarettes that had been.
Oh yeah.
Like, now, mind you, I haven't smoked for a while. I've smoked on and off for years.
Yeah,
I know it's terrible.
Occasionally we'll sneak cigarettes together.
We're still in high school. Not anymore. So it had been sitting in there literally probably for 2 years, like in the back of that drawer.
Uh-huh.
And it was a pack that you would come over and you can have a cigarette. So I kept them.
Our secret stash.
Right. And I kept them.
Uh-huh.
By the way, you never stop lying about it. You basically lie to your parents about it as a teenager. Yep. And then you quit. And then you start doing it again at some point. Uh-huh. And then you lie to your children.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it was in the back of the drawer. And I was like, I had forgotten it was even in there. And
shit.
Zoe went looking for something.
Oh, shit.
So I come in the kitchen. And she grabs it out of the back and throws it on the counter.
Oh my God.
What's this?
Like your mom.
Like, yes. Yes. I was like, oh shit. I haven't done this scenario since I was like 16.
Shit.
And so I was like.
Lied.
Well, I said, I keep them here for Celia. That's not a lie.
Well, that's true.
And so I was like, they're not mine. They're Celia's. And I was like, oh my God. I'm in fucking high school again, blaming my best friend for cigarettes that my mom found.
That's totally fine. My kids...
By the way, Mom, those were never my cigarettes. I don't know.
Right, she doesn't know. Yeah, they were always mine, even before I knew her. I planted them. That's okay. I think it was last year that my kids found a pack of... The pack that I would keep at my house, that in case you were over or we got in the car, and I blamed you for that. Like, I was like, those aren't mine, those are Jody's.
Well, fuck you too.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Well, when I was on the road trip with Dustin and we were hanging out one night, and my friend Sarah and her friend Ben had come over and like brought us dinner. They brought us dinner, so we're outside. We had a social distance dinner the night before my birthday, and the kids were sitting there, And Dustin just like without thinking just turns to me in front of the kids and he was like, hey, did you bring any cigarettes by any chance? And I was like,
what? I would never.
I was like, what are you even talking? And he just like froze like a deer. And he's like, I mean, because if you had, that would, I would, I, we.
And were, the funny thing is that we're just as terrible as our children are at lying.
Yeah.
But that was my never thought I'd say this. I never thought I'd have to lie to a kid as an adult about. But that actually wasn't even a lie.
Yeah, that's true.
That wasn't even a lie. That was
for
just
me as much as they were for you.
Right.
Did you but throw them out?
Well, now she knows. No. Well, yeah, but
she doesn't listen, does she?
I don't know.
Oh.
Probably yeah. not.
Did you throw them out?
Yeah. First of all, I know. I did it too. I threw them away and I was like, Celia's going to be so bummed.
So sad. What if I need one?
Also, to all the fucking letters that we I know. We do not endorse this. Look.
It's every so often. I call them my break in case of emergency.
I bet. And I'd love to hear responses from fans about this. I bet there's a lot of moms out there that are like, look, sometimes you just got to go out by the garage and sneak half a cigarette and go back in and collect yourself.
Right. I mean, I'm sorry. It's the, you know, die hard. Smoke them if you got them. Sometimes.
At this point, fuck.
I mean, and I'm going to be honest. I think Harper actually knows this. I still have a pack in my car that I've had in there for, honest to God, I'm pretty sure 3 years.
Yeah.
And I just, there's one left in there.
Right. It's
a break in case of emergency.
Right.
Like, I might need it. I don't know. Everything's fucked up.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's so fucked up that here's my never that I have.
Oh, okay.
And I have so many.
Wait, can I things. I just want to note for us and for our audience, for those of you listening, first of all, is this the second show we've done?
It is, although I think we're flipping.
Somebody else. Well, I just want to say we are staying on topic today. We are talking about things that we never thought we'd say.
That's true.
Holy shit. Christ. So everyone who's listening and who always is like,
the fuck?
What are you guys talking about? I would just like to point out, look at us today. I make no guarantees for anything that happens the rest of the season or really even the rest of the show.
Yeah.
But at least for the first 5 minutes, we're talking about, I never thought I'd say this. So what is the thing that you never thought you'd say, Celia?
Well, you know it because I had to write you after I did it. I never thought that I would call another mom a racist cunt. But I did.
Publicly on the internet.
Yeah,
right.
On the internet in the mom group that I run right before I threw her out of the group. And she very quickly had took a screenshot of what I said, managed to cut off the part where I actually said, listen, I don't like to name call because I really believe that, I really believe that name calling ends the discussion and maybe something I say is going to make you change your mind. And then
sometimes you just have to call people names.
Well, here's the thing. I don't like to name call if I feel like there's a chance I could change your mind because if I could, and then I call you a name, the only thing you're going to take out of that discussion is that I called your name. You're not going to remember anything I said. You're just going to run around being like, she called me a racist cunt. Well, listen, when the cunt fits, just saying.
Oh my God.
Jody just jumped on her
face. I was literally taking a drink of my little sparkly Suja juice. And I almost choked.
I'm sorry, but she wasn't.
And if only that could be the name of the episode.
It won't. I know.
If we can't.
That would be, if the See You Next Tuesday fits, could be though, because that, you know, See You Next Tuesday.
No shit, Celia. Did you just spell that out for me? Because I've never figured that out in my entire fucking 38 years.
Like you were Lulu.
I mean, I hope you're not explaining that to Lulu.
I had to because the mama that I said it to screenshot it before I kicked her out and then went around not only sending it to all her friends who then like spammed my PMs for a good 2 days, which I was like, first of all, they go into my others, so you can't even tell if I read them. And quite frankly, I don't care.
Right.
But she posted it on, many of them posted it on the mama fan page, the Little Mama's fan page. And they posted it on the Never Thought I'd Say This fan page.
Now you're fucking with me, Celia. Now I can call people shit on my page all day long.
Oh, but I did it this time. So
I'm actually amazed that no one's screenshotted anything that I've put.
I am too, actually. And I thought
I put it on my Instagram, so what would be the point in putting it on anything else?
Well, that's true. I don't know. And this was in a private group.
You know what? There's probably an entire fan page of
hate page.
A hate fan page. Of people that I've called names on the internet.
It's probably just an I Hate Jody Sweeten page.
You know, I'm
somewhere.
Gonna look that up.
I'm gonna look
that up. And if there's not one,
I'll start it.
Yes.
Well, I did have to write you. Obviously, I was like, hey, just so you know, this happened and I'm really sorry. And I took it down and whatever. And your response was brilliant because you just wrote back, so?
I was like,
you're like, she probably was a racist cunt. Fine,
right,
whatever.
Right.
It's not like you've never said cunt before on the show. Now I've said it 100 times, so that's great. God, if your mom's listening, I'm so sorry, Janice. Like, I'm just really, I'm very, very
it's all sorry. Celia's fault. This is including all the cigarettes.
Yeah, everything's my fault. So here's what I've noticed before. So then after I wrote you, I didn't have Harper at the time, and she follows the Never Thought I'd Say This fan page, and she saw it.
I need to go on the Never Thought I'd Say This fan page because I didn't see
it. Yeah. Well, on our Facebook.
Got it. Oh, that's
so she saw it. I think because somebody tagged her in it, which, by the way,
who the hell's a tag?
Oh, people were tagging her on something else on my Insta account and, like, being like, Harper, I hope your mom is raising you better than she is. She's an awful human being. Dude, go after my kid. Like, come at me. That's fine. Go after my fucking
kid. Yeah, I've lost it to people who are going after
Yeah,
my
don't
kids.
Do that, man. For all you know, she could end up being a Republican later, and then, that, I guess, is my karma.
Right.
All right, I have a confession to make.
Yes.
I might have spent about 25 minutes obsessing over my new Function of Beauty scents for my hair care products that I'm obsessed with because I subscribe to them. And
it's the customizable ones, right?
It's the customizable one. We've talked about it before because, you know, one size fits all maybe doesn't work for your hair. You and I have very different hair and
very different.
I found Function of Beauty and I did the hair quiz, which is amazing. And they made the best formula for me. And I got to pick the colors and all of the scents that, you know, you can put in each little thing. And it says,
and you get to pick like what you want too, right? Like exactly. I want volume. I want, like, I have curls, I have, you know, straight hair, whatever.
I have a lot of frizz. Please, dear God, help me calm the Israel down. Yes, all of that. And it's so amazing. But I love their product so much that I wanted to order all of them. And so trying to even pick out which scent I wanted, I was, every single one of them was so exciting to me that I'm not kidding. It took me 25 minutes perhaps to do that, but it won't take you 25 minutes to actually go and take the hair quiz. It is a quick and easy little quiz that you tell them about your hair. Then they determine the right ingredients and they bottle your customized formula to order. Then they deliver your personalized formula right to your door in a cute customized bottle with your favorite color and fragrance, and they print your name on it. Oh, they also include stickers, which is pretty awesome for your kids. Lulu loves to put the stickers on the bottles when they come.
I may have gotten Function of Beauty and put the stickers on myself.
You took that joy away from your children? That's not very nice.
Absolutely.
Well, what is nice is they are also vegan and cruelty-free, which I always like. They don't use sulfates or parabens or any of those other harmful ingredients that ruin your hair. They also make lotion and leave-in conditioner and hair mask. Yes, I have ordered all of it because, like I said, I love it so much. They are the first ever customized hair care brand. It's the internet's top-rated customized hair care brand with over 40,000 real 5-star reviews and counting. I swear I would give another 40,000 if I could. That's how much I love it. So what are you waiting for? Go to functionofbeauty.com/say this to take your 4-part hair profile quiz and save 20% on your first order. That's functionofbeauty.com/say this for 20% off and to let them know you heard about it from our show, Never Thought I'd Say This. Again, that's functionofbeauty.com/say this.
By the way, just a quick thing. I'm going to stop saying that's someone's karma. A friend of mine who is Hindu pointed it out to me that using that word, it's appropriation of a religion thing.
It's true. Fine.
And look, I'd like to say all religions and all people equally, some more than others. But I do, particularly when it comes to voices for persons of color, communities of color, yes, which, you know, largely the Hindu population is.
Yes.
Buddhist.
Buddhist, yeah.
Oh my God. Now I feel like an asshole.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
No, I'm an asshole.
I apologize.
You correct.
That the Buddhist community has talked about is that, you know, karma is, that's actually not the definition of it and all this kind of stuff. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try and be, you know, learn better, do better. So Right. Anyway.
That's funny because in my yoga class that...
I'll move on to other things that offend people, but I'm going to try and take that one.
Yeah, we can just say what comes around goes around. But it's funny because my teacher Tiffany the other day in yoga totally talked about that and said that the whole class was dedicated to actual karma. And there's several definitions of karma in different versions of yoga, and she read us all three of them, and none of them actually match what we use it as. Right. And so I thought that was interesting. So I'm glad you said that because yes, my bad, I shouldn't use it. What comes around goes around. I'll use that instead. Anyway, Harper, you know, called me and or texted me and said, "Mom, you know, like, what did you say? Like, what is going?
What did you do?"
Yeah, she was like, right. "What happened?" Like, she wasn't, you know, listen, she's heard me say cunt a million times. She just couldn't believe that I did it in Mamas because I actually tried really hard not to do that. And so she knew something had sparked it. And so that led us to actually like a really interesting conversation of, you know, how to handle trying to talk to people where they're not hearing you. B, what's the difference between an opinion when people are like, I'm allowed to have my opinion based on something that actually you don't get to have an opinion on, that's not racist, when you're the white person saying to a black person, actually, that's not racist. I'll tell you, that's not racist. It's like, well, you don't get to, that's not.
But the interesting part, the interesting thing is when you know, people from the black community or whatever have come to me and been like, I don't feel, and I'm like, I can't speak for your experience. And I totally am 100% aware that I'm like, I'm supporting the people that I'm friends with that are out there and that I'm with them.
Right.
And you're not, and that's cool. And I can't call you, like, that's your thing.
I know. It's hard. It is hard to like, and it was an All Lives Matter thing, by the way. That's what it was that sparked it. Right. And she just wouldn't hear people trying to, very gently, by the way, trying to explain to her, listen, like, that actually is offensive to, you know, a lot of people. It's not even just, you know, the black community. I've heard, you know, other people, you know, Indian community, you know, people, Native Americans, you know, a lot of people have come out and been like, actually, that doesn't really work. Because it's just dealing with the unevenness of how we are treated in, you know, based on the color of our skin and our heritage.
But I do think it's interesting, like in moms groups, you know, and I will say, I mean, Mamas does have a, you know, it's got a fairly wide range of people.
It does.
Probably less and less so now.
Less so now, but yeah.
And it's hard because it's like, you know, and I mean, as many of you know, I'm super active politically and all this stuff. And it's a fine line. It's a balance right now, I think, for parents to balance out, like, how do we, you know, our kids have friends who maybe we, you know, they have playdates with or go, you know, and we don't agree. And like, that's cool. I don't expect every parent to agree. I'm fine with that. But like, what happens when it becomes more combative in nature and my kids are over there? Okay. So now how do I draw that line? And how do I do that while also teaching the lesson to my kids of like, you know, look, we try to be accepting, we try to listen. And it's a very thin, hard line right now because it's like, I don't want to alienate friends that I I don't want to alienate people and friends that my kids are around.
Right.
But at the same time, how do I stand up for what I believe in? Although, you know, colorful language, I mean, if you've read my Instagram, I am definitely.
Yes. Although you're so much better about breaking things down to without using colorful language and just sort of flipping the script on them, which I appreciate where I
actually, usually come out like, you go right to racist cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
I that's like step five.
Yeah.
Like I get there.
Only on Instagram.
Unless people are just being assholes and then like, hey,
suck you're
it.
A dick. Yeah.
Right. But like I'll try and kind of come back with something like some sort of facts because I do know
it shuts it down.
It doesn't shut it down. Then they just are like,
but you're gonna think people turn drugs. A I'm like, bit. I know.
Fuck which me. I don't care.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, this is a really hard thing because I do want to teach my kids, like, look, you know, we don't call names and we don't do all this stuff. And then I'm like, I have that all the time. I'm like, am I a hypocrite? Am I not teaching my kids? Or am I teaching my kids? Do I just get to do what I want? Does that mean, is that a good thing? Like, what is this new normal that we live in where things are very divided and divisive, mm-hmm. and we can all agree on that, whatever side you're on.
Right.
And you know, how do we navigate that as parents trying to teach our children to come together in a world that's not fostering that right now, and that it makes it really hard to like be neutral? There is no, I'm decidedly not neutral.
No, I'm okay
with that. I don't think anyone should be. I think we should all stand up for our things, but how, like, it's become, you know, again, me and my railing against social media, despite having it and using it all the time.
Yeah.
We have come now to the place where we all attack each other. I get it. I do it. I'm probably not going to get better at it.
No.
Some days I just don't go on the internet, so I don't have to say anything.
Yep. You and I both.
But, you know, that teaching our kids, and it, you know, is it that thing of like, do as I say, not as I do?
Well,
and then you're like, oh, nah, I'm that asshole. Like,
no, I don't think it's that. I think, you know, we have to teach our kids what we believe in, and they're going to find their own values and what they believe in as they get older, because certainly, you know, my values and what I believe in is very different than what my father believes in or my grandparents believed in.
What about Bonbon?
Bonbon's always been real liberal. Okay. I don't know where she is at now. I haven't spoken to her in 2 years, but man, you guys, don't let me forget. Do I have a slew of text messages that you're going to explain to the listeners from Bonbon, just as a FYI.
How the hell am I going to explain it? I can explain Bonbon.
Just explain what they are.
Okay. Got it. I just get to give, right.
Yeah. Just give a commentary. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
But this is, here. I'm going to backtrack. Cause I said like, what comes around goes around. My kids could be Republicans. I want to backtrack on that. Cause I didn't mean to say it like that. There are, I don't look at this, the world. I'm not looking
at the world. You could have an Alex P. Keaton.
I could have an Alex P. Keaton. I could handle that, by the
way. Right.
I'm not looking at what's going on in the world as Republicans versus Democrats or liberals or anything like that anymore. I think it's become something much greater than that. I have friends who are decidedly Republican that are very anti-Trump.
Right.
And I really respect the crap out of them that they are being so vocal about that. Jamie Sullivan, if you're listening, you're one of them. The Jersey Belle, who's in Mama's. Bravo's Jersey Belle. And Jamie and I just had a whole thing happen 2 days ago where a mama I saw had been posting sort of things on her Facebook wall that I could tell were, you know, was sort of like, she was obviously faltering about where she lands right now. And so I wrote her privately, and it doesn't really matter what we said, but basically she said, listen, I was raised a Republican. I am a Republican. I'm really struggling about who to vote for right now because I do not believe in what's happening in this country right now. I don't want to vote for him, but I don't know what to do. And I don't know where to look. And I'm not good with politics. And I don't understand what's happening.
Right.
Where do I turn? And I was like, well, Jamie Sullivan is a open Republican who is against Trump. Please, why don't you PM her? And I wrote Jamie and I said, go look there. They had a whole conversation.
Right.
The mama wrote me back and said, thank you so much. She's amazing. And I just registered my husband and I to vote, and we'll be voting. And you know how we're voting now.
I mean, that's awesome.
It can happen.
And again, like, you know, not to just make it about this election.
Right.
But to go back, like navigating the space of moms groups and, you know,
parenting,
but I will hand it to you, Celia, like Little Mamas. One of the things that I always loved about it was that, you know, we have done look, there's been blowups and there's some shit that goes down in that group.
Yeah.
Which, like, get the popcorn and just watch.
Unless you're me and then you have to handle it, but yes.
Right. But, you know, it always has been pretty wide and accepting and all that. I do think that's important, but I also think we've all drawn our lines.
Yeah.
We've all drawn our lines of, like, look, I will have an open discussion. I mean, there's, you know, people on my Instagram that are like, look, I don't agree with everything you say, but I applaud you for using your voice.
Right.
I think that's really, and I'm like, dude, thank you so much. Like,
you don't, yes.
We might be, but like, thanks for not just coming on here and being an asshole because you can.
Right.
You know.
Keyboard original.
Right. But, you know, it's just such a, it's such a tricky time for parents, for kids, I mean, for exes, for people who are married that believe in different, like.
Oh, God, yeah.
How to, you know, my parents. I mean, my dad doesn't vote. My dad isn't really super politically aware. My mom loses it because they'll be talking about stuff and she'll be like, Mitch McConnell. And he's like, who's that? And my mom's like, oh my God.
I gotta say, I was honest to God worried for your parents during the debate. Like, I was like, I hope they're in separate
rooms. Watch it in separate
rooms. Okay. like, I was like, they better have.
Right. And I did a live with a girl with a
microphone. I know. It's awesome.
It was so much fun.
You guys are funny.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
And I love that she's raising money by doing what she's doing.
Yeah, she's great.
Makes me super happy.
But anyway, you know, even between like my parents, my mom is like, get the fuck out with it. Like, I can't right now. And it's just really hard. I think we're all having a time where we never thought, I think all of us never thought I'd say blah, blah, blah to a member of my family or to a, you know.
Yes. Like, or to a mom I thought I was friends with or in a mom group.
Like that I can't, you know, these are some things that I cannot abide on both sides.
On both sides, yeah, absolutely.
And I think we're all in that place now where we're like, oh, and you know, I gotta say, it's weighing heavily, I think, on our collective spirits.
Yes.
I know you're not gonna believe this, Jody, but I am actually coming up on the year anniversary that I met my boyfriend.
I know. I am so happy for you guys. It's amazing.
Maybe a little surprised. I mean, come on. We're all a little surprised.
I'm going to not say anything because I feel like it could be used against me in the future.
It's very possible. But, you know, I wanted to do something like really fun and cool, you know, for our first anniversary. And I didn't know what I was going to do. And then I heard about NoteCube. I don't know if you know about this, but it is one of the sweetest things I've ever heard. It's this new and thoughtful way that you can show someone how special they are and how much you love and appreciate them. It's a beautifully packaged box filled with customized messages and all, you know, about all their amazing qualities, and you can add photos even. I mean, come on. Like, I just feel like that's such a cool and thoughtful and unique.
It's super sweet. And you know what? You know what I like too, is it's better than texting, like just texting I love you or texting a picture or something. Cause it's like just something, you know, you can text anybody, but like sending a little something personalized like that, that's such a great idea. Like just little messages back and forth.
Exactly. Like, so it's a whole box that's full of customized messages. And like I said, if you want them, it can be photos, and it's all really beautifully packaged. And I'm obviously thinking about it for an anniversary, but you could do it for Mother's Day or Father's Day, birthdays, weddings, Valentine's Day. You just click on these like amazing qualities and personalized notes, and then you generate them, and that's what happens, right? Like, so then
it all goes in the box. That is so cute. I love that. And you know what I love about this too, that I heard, is that it's a family business.
Their brother and sister,
the people that founded it. So I always love supporting family businesses too. I just think that's always a great idea.
Also, you can get an engraved wooden box option, which I think, you know, like I love little boxes of anything.
Oh, yeah. You do.
I love that stuff because I like things in neat places, in storages. I like that. And I love that you could just
and this
like,
is like a little a neat box of love.
Exactly. And when you're feeling down or you're like not feeling loved, you can just open up your note box and pick out one of the messages, and then you feel happy again. And I feel like now we need a lot of happiness.
We need a lot of happy. And now I know what to get you for Valentine's Day.
I believe.
I'm sorry. Did I just blow the surprise?
Well, please, like I would care, bring it on. I would love to see your love notes to me. That would make me super happy. You know, I don't know how my boyfriend feels about that, but you were here first. So too bad for him.
Exactly.
Well, right now there is a special offer to all of our listeners. You get 20% off when using the code SAYTHIS. There's free delivery worldwide. All you have to do is go online to thenotecube.com. It's very easy to create and it lasts a lifetime. Again, that is thenotecube.com and it's the code SAYTHIS for 20% off.
I think as humans, I always like to believe the best in people, even though I often see the worst. And I don't know if that makes me an optimist or an idiot, but
I think it just makes you human.
Right.
I mean,
but you know, I don't like to think that what I like to think and I like to see and what I generally do see amongst people is they come together and they help.
Yes.
Unless they're so divided, which things are right now. Yeah. But I do like to believe in like the genuine good that people will help each other, that people will come together and that people will do things. I know that's not necessarily the case. I know that's not always the case on a large scale.
Yeah.
But I do like to think on micro scales, on the scales and the things that we do in our daily lives, like people come together.
They do.
And I think, you know, I have to keep like reminding myself of that hope, because otherwise where things are right now gets, it weighs on my soul of this like thought that is, are we just broken now? And is there any coming back from that? And I'm sure, you know, people thought the same thing at different points in this country's history.
Yeah, yes. And other countries for that.
And other countries. Right.
You can come back.
And I'm interested to see what that looks like. If that happens, or if, you know, again, here comes my pessimism, or, you know, I think that we're going to go a lot further down this rabbit hole. But
yeah, and we may. I mean, I think it depends. Right. You know, and
so you're gonna have to really control yourself. Yeah, I know. On the racist cunts.
I know. Although,
we're gonna be back to only 7 people listening.
But
those 7 listeners have been here the whole fucking time.
That's true. I'm sorry. I came up with, I think, my best slogan that I really kind of want someone to make a T-shirt of, which was, I said to mamas, I said, don't make me cunt a bitch.
Like, yes,
don't.
I did.
Don't make me cunt a bitch. Like, I don't want to say it. Don't make me. Like, I felt so like, but I got so angry. It didn't help that it was the night of the debate. I think everything.
Oh well, that also, I wanted to just some Bob Saget, by the way, posted. He said, "I'm more angry at this debate than when Stephanie drove the car through the kitchen." And I responded, I said, "I want to drive my own car through my kitchen."
Exactly. Listen, it didn't help that day. Dustin and I were in Joshua Tree. And
yeah, said, let's get to this story. So first of all,
it was all on the same day, right. By the way.
So moral of the story of the first Never Thought I'd is like, I don't know what the fucking moral is, but it's just
careful. I think careful what you say, you know, children will listen to quote that.
Such a great song.
It is. And it's true. And I did think about that when Harper said it to me. I know you and I talked about it. Like, listen, Harper gets all of her news before I do. Like, I wake up to
from TikTok though, which is a dubious source.
Oh, believe me. There are times where I'm like, no, that's not true. But it is, it's, you know, her, and then she tells, you know, the younger one, and so her and Lulu have like 1,000 right. questions. I feel like every morning I wake up to a bunch of questions about what's happening in the country and what's going to, and how do I talk to, you know, my friend said, and then, and that means I think their parents must be, and I'm like, whoa, slow down.
Calm down.
Right. You know, like, and then I'm sort of glad that school's online because, you know, at least there's no like face-to-face offs. I don't know.
Right.
So there's been, you know, a fair amount of that stuff. So yes, children will listen, I think. And, you know,
children will listen unless you're telling them to go brush their teeth
or do anything.
Or do anything other. Right. Yes. But they will listen when you're, you know,
apparently
not doing something.
I don't. And listen, I also want to say, obviously, when they started posting on the fan page and stuff, every time they were tagging me and being like, is this appropriate? I just kept coming on and being like, I said what I said. Like, you know, what do you want me to
do?
I could have lied. No, that wasn't me. My account was hacked. But I was like, yeah, I
said it. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. And you're like, you know what? I said what I said.
Like, I didn't have anything else.
And you know what? It takes big balls to just be like, you know what? I did it. I'm the same way sometimes. I'm like, yeah, I did that.
I did it. And what did I write to you the other day? You guys, Jody and I have an ongoing joke about my Instagram because I'll get really close to having 10,000 followers, and that's when you go into 10K. And when that happens,
you can get verified.
And I can get verified, and then a bunch of things happen where you get like different privacy settings, and I'll get really close, and then I'll say something out loud or say something on the show, and then all of a sudden I drop and I lose like 300 or 400 followers. And over the last 3 days, I think I lost like 600 followers in the end total.
You're killing it.
I was like, I just wrote you and I was like, I'm, you know, like low rent Instagram forever. Like, I got nothing. I'm never going to get it.
I lose about 200 more than I gain.
But like, you can afford it. I'm still just
winding
my way up in followers, and then I say something and then I'm like,
it's actually, I'm the one posting everything about you because I'm like, you will never get verified. You will never get a blue check mark by your name.
You know, I got to, if it is, you know, it is what it is. I said what I said. That's where I'm going to go.
Right. And then that's the thing, though, is I say shit like that, and then I'm like, oh, am I any better? And then I go, I don't fucking care.
I mean, and I'm not posting anything I don't believe in, so I don't know what to tell you.
The thing is, I have to constantly remind myself that the other side of any argument, by the way, whether it's political, whether it's whatever, the other side feels absolutely justified in their rightness as well. Mm-hmm. So as vindicated as I feel, so do they.
Sure.
So you know what? If I'm willing to go out and be a loudmouth about what the fuck I'm talking about, then I expect it. I'm like, cool, but you can unfollow me.
Right.
And
they've unfollowed the podcast, as we talked about. I mean, we're not for everyone. I'm not really sure what people thought they were signing up for.
I feel like the first time we dropped cunt on the podcast, I felt like all the people that are leaving now would have been like, I'm out.
Yeah, apparently that wasn't the deal breaker.
But also, Emily and Rachel are probably...
Every time cringing.
Every time. And just like, I feel like at a certain point, like...
Do we just start saying it in an Australian accent? Is it passable?
No, I feel like at a certain... Like, you're only allowed, like, three or something. Like, I feel like it's like a...
I've definitely surpassed that. They can just bleep
me. I don't know. It's a podcast. We could probably do a whole podcast and just sing it if we wanted to.
We bleep...
What?
Now I just want to see.
You can't. No. We have reached our limit.
All right, fine. So back to the thing that I had to tell you. So all on the same day, the debate.
By the way, can I mention though?
Yeah.
How proud we were the first 5 minutes.
I know.
And now we've told the rails. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm circling back to what you'd started. You said I had to tell you because I wrote you about it. Another thing I never thought that I would have to say was that I realized I had to update my will because it's not right now. My sister is still in it, and I have to take her out because she went and died on me like an asshole. When Dustin and I got stuck in the desert in the sand in Joshua Tree for 4 fucking hours in 110 heat, I think, just stuck.
I get you were in Joshua Tree. So for those of you that don't know, Joshua Tree is a desert out here in Southern California. It's actually really cool. It's a national monument.
It's beautiful.
Seriously. It's deserty. It's clear mm-hmm. skies and, you know, big open spaces. But it's also apparently very sandy.
Uh-huh.
And you guys went off-roading?
Yeah.
Is that?
Okay. Yeah. So
Wait. In an off-roading vehicle or just in, like, a car?
So that would be the problem.
Okay. Yeah. I see. So what car did you take?
Well, he had his truck. But it's not, does not have 4-wheel drive. And so.
So you went into an off-roading experience in sand, not on a road, in a car that doesn't have 4-wheel drive.
So, you know, I know we're all trying to do things much easier these days from doing it at home and not having to go in places, trying to stay COVID safe, you know, all that kind of stuff. Well, I have to tell you, there is an awesome new brand that I heard about called Jonas Paul Eyewear.
Oh.
And it's kids. Yeah, it's kids glasses, but they have a home try on kit so you can try out all their glasses at home. You get 7 frames for 7 days for just $1.
No way.
So
what?
Yeah. And here's the best part, because my kids don't necessarily need glasses, but what they do need are blue light glasses. And they have prescription and non-prescription blue light blocking glasses available, because I've been wearing them. I mean, I'm literally wearing them right now while we are recording this, because I found I was getting headaches from all the screen time. And I know that our kids are really getting a lot of screen time with all the distance learning and everything. So B has been wearing some blue light blocking glasses, and they have really, really helped. So you can order a home try-on kit to try out their glasses at home. And here's the best part about this is this company was founded by Ben and Laura Harrison, some parents who, when their son Jonas was born, he was born nearly blind at birth.
Mm-hmm.
And they really wanted to, like, use this as a new challenge to launch Jonas Paul Eyewear, which now specializes in glasses for kids and teens age 4 to 16, inspired by their son. And Jonas Paul's mission is to help kids feel beautiful and confident in their glasses, which I am all about because letting kids feel like they picked out something cool and that they actually like makes it so much easier.
I love that. Harper's been asking me for new glasses and I haven't wanted to take her to the eye doctor. So obviously, like, you know, I should be able to do something like this.
Exactly. So now you can try out Jonas Paul Eyewear. Their prescription glasses start at $79, including prescription lenses, which is a really great deal. And for kids especially, like, you don't have to worry that you're spending a ridiculous amount of money for something that might break, probably will, might break because you fit on them.
Sure.
So you can visit jonaspauleyewear.com/neverthought to get an early start on their Black Friday sale and save up to 30% off your next purchase. Plus, you can get the home try-on kit so that your kids can try their glasses at home and see which ones they really like so that they can feel beautiful and confident about their glasses choice.
I love that. I'm definitely going to check it out.
So here's what happened. We decided, so we decided we were going to go out and, like, you know, just sort of explore and be in the desert, and there, and we got and go like roads
with
where
the armadillos. Exactly. No, we don't have armadillos here.
Vultures was probably closer at that point. It was bad. I'm telling you, we went, there was roads like that you can actually go up through the back entrance of Joshua Tree. And so we were like, well, we're just going to like take a really cool drive. The views are really beautiful. The mountains are gorgeous. Like, we're like, just, you know, it'll be nice to get out. So we did that. And then there's other like roads that sort of shoot off where obviously people drive. And so they look very flat and that's fine. And honestly, right before it happens, he just says out loud, "Oh crap, I think this is a riverbed and it looks like that's real deep sand and we might get stuck." And then we did.
Oh God, that's the worst when you're like, you know what? This might happen. Oh fuck, it happened.
Like, it happened so fast he couldn't stop it from happening either. And so then, you know, it's sand is a lot like snow, but worse because there's nothing underneath it.
Right.
So the more we tried to get out of it, the more we got stuck. And then he's got the, you know, his pickup truck, and he's a, you know, carpenter. So he's got all this wood and stuff in the back, and
right, which is not helping anything.
No. So we're taking it. We're trying to put it under the tires.
I was gonna say, but at least you have it to put it under the tires.
Something. No, nothing's working. It's a million degrees. We're both like sweating, and I'm like, we're either going to make it through this and be stronger than ever, or one of us is going to kill the other, and this relationship is fucking over.
And eat the other one.
Possibly. And thank God we had water, we had a cell signal.
Thank God it wasn't a Donner party.
I'm just saying that if there had been one thing off, no water or no cell signal, like, we really would have been fucked. And we tried for a while to, like, and we're both just covered in sand.
Gross. Like, sand, sweat, everywhere. Disgusting.
We're disgusting. Yeah. And he had a full tank of gas. And so.
Okay. So there's three things working in your favor.
But
okay.
Still, I have to be, I was like totally fucking scared.
Dude, this is why we have these moments when you're like, oh, I should keep an emergency kit in my car.
Yeah, which he did not have. I don't think we didn't think about it, but we did call. So we call somebody, we call roadside assistance.
Okay. Just anybody.
Get us out of here. We call roadside assistance, and it takes, I think it was like another hour and a half. And he said on the phone, make sure that, you know, it's a truck that has a winch, cause they're gonna need a winch to get us out of here. And they're like, okay. Yeah, that's not what happened. So we waited for an hour and a half, and a guy in a tow truck shows up. No winch, four-wheel drive at least, but just chains that he, like, hooks up to the car.
Yeah.
But then he gets stuck.
Oh, good fucking Lord.
Because he's too close and his truck's going under the sand.
Oh, Jesus.
And at that point, I just put on my sunglasses and started crying. Like, I was like, fuck, I just looked at the window. Oh. I was like, can't even talk.
And
like,
now, this is will die.
Right. And, like, I finally just looked at Tessa and I'm like, why is he so close? He needs to get up on another chain. Like, he's got to do a separate attachment and get up there. Right. And Dustin's like, yeah, you're right. And so he called the guy over. He's like, hey, like, being all nice, like, not trying to do your job for you, but like, maybe.
But we're all going to die in this desert if you don't listen.
Like, please. So the guy finally gets himself unstuck and then does that. And it takes a bit and they pull us out. The problem is that riverbed, that's what it was, runs all the way. So to get back, you got to go back through it, basically, to get back out from there. So Dustin does this.
They would.
No, the guy's like, I'll stay behind you just in case. And right. Dustin does this, like, I don't even know how his mind works. He, like, goes up on this ridge. He looks at it. He's like, okay, I got it. I got the path. All right. Comes back. He tells me, he's like, buckle up. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And if everything goes right, like, it's going to.
If anything goes right, it's going to be awesome. If anything goes wrong,
it's going to suck. I don't even know what he did. He did like insane Dukes of Hazzard driving where like he just had took this crazy cut on something, went down a different place. And I was hysterically laughing at that point.
You're like, I lost my mind. I'm so dehydrated.
I was like, whee! Like, I was like in the back of a roller coaster.
We're going to die!
Whatever. Like, but he fucking got us out. And I just turned to him. I was like, that was the sexiest thing I think you've done since.
Right. Thank God, because getting you stuck in the desert was definitely not going to get him anything. Getting you out, that's probably why he did it. He was like, "What? Oh, we're stuck. Oh, no." And then was like, wait, look at me.
I've rescued her.
That, yeah, it was all, I see you, Dustin. I see you.
It was batshit. And it was like, there was a minute where I was like, do I text my kids? Do I? And like, I almost texted you. And then I was like, no, she'll just be nervous and be like, how the fuck did you get stuck in sand?
I'd be nervous. I'd be like, you're an idiot. That's what I do. I'd be like,
well, you're going to say that now.
Like, you'd be fine. You can, if you can text me that you're dying, you can text a fucking tow truck.
Oh my God. Right. But thank God. I know.
Thank God there was not a flash flood.
There could have been so many things fucking wrong. There could have been a cult out there. And then, you know, I couldn't even call my dad because I don't know.
Can't call your dad with no cell signal.
I'm just saying, like, it's bad. And I had just like moments of like, we're just gonna die out here and they're gonna find our bodies and be like, remember the Darwin Awards where it was just like how dumb people died?
I had all those books. I found them all in like high school. I bought them because I thought they are
hilarious, but I sort of pictured us like, you know, dumb couple like decides to go
right. I mean, look, that's
dumb.
If you get hurt, if you're shooting an M80 out of your asshole and you blow yourself to pieces, I'm sorry for your family. Come on, bro. Right.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm telling you this now. Yeah. If I do something dumb and wind up dying in the process, I hope you laugh at it.
Well, and vice versa. I mean, for sure.
I'll post that on the fan page. For sure.
This dumb cunt. Call me a cunt.
Yeah, I will.
Well, that was.
I mean, when I deliver the eulogy, that's how I'm done.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if you could do that. It was crazy, and I don't know. And then, of course, I did tell my kids later, and they're like, "Why didn't you tell us?" And Harper gets all upset, and I'm like, "Well, that's why." But I'm glad that you got to know that you actually do still love me. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll just come up with other various ways that maybe I could die, and then maybe you'll feel bad and still love me.
I have to say, honestly, I had a great weekend. By the way, there a phone call just came in on my phone and it's Rachel and I'm laughing because we've just keep talking about how she's not listening.
She can't even hear this.
No, but her ears.
She knows. She's like, her soul.
Yeah. In her soul. She's like, you're doing something.
You two are fucking something up.
So anyway, I mean, we probably are. Like now I'm thinking like, what did I fuck up?
I just like to see if they were really recording.
I have a phone call at 4:00. That's what it is. I think we've actually been recording this for about an hour now.
I have no idea. I don't even know how to check.
This is what happens when we're without Emily.
Neither of us thought to look to see when we hit record. We didn't even start.
I don't know. It doesn't even say what time.
How do we?
I don't know. I can't even push anything.
Don't touch anything.
Okay. Audience, I want to tell you right now, this is why we can't be left unsupervised. Ever. Because one of us calls people racist cunts and one of us completely forgets what's on their schedule.
Shit. So, no, seriously. Wait, hold on. I'm gonna text Rachel and say we're recording, I guess. I wish there was you guys, it's just, you know what? We're just morons. Like
I have no brain left.
I truly wish that there was a way.
I would like to say that I never thought I'd say that, but I had a feeling that was coming at some point.
It's not anything that I feel like.
Wait, stop touching things. Well, you're going to mess it up.
I just feel like there must be a place where it says this meeting's been going on for a certain amount of time.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to find that button and you're going to hit stop record and you're going to erase everything.
I'm going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm really hot because my hair is killing me. Let's
pull it together and end this show.
All right, hold on. So it's not a craptastic parenting moment, which is something else I know we used to do. At least not on my part, but maybe it is on your part. It's not really. But so our kids had a sleepover at Denise and Patrick's the other night. And when I picked up my girls, they got in the car. And Harper just starts giggling. And I said, what? And she goes, well, this morning, I just have to tell you, me and B and Lulu were out in the pool. And Lily.
Uh-huh.
And they were messing around, you know, swimming, whatever. Uh-huh. And because chlorine.
Right.
So, you know, always a good thing.
Right.
Because it kills things, as we know.
Right, right.
Viruses. And they were just kind of, they were just running. They were just, you know, hanging out, whatever. And all of a sudden, B said something about the song WAP. And so Harper said, oh, yeah, that stands for wine and pizza. And Lily said, no, it stands for worship and prayer. And B
was like, nah, y'all, you wrong. It stands for wet.
Yep.
Yep.
And so she,
I haven't been playing that song around them, by the way. That is shit that they've heard on TikTok.
No. So B yells
They call it wet-ass poo-poo.
Okay. B yells what it actually is.
Right.
Loudly.
Of course.
And then says,
oh, God.
I know it's true because Zoe told me.
Oh, well, that and therein lies. Yep. That's what happens when you have an older sister.
I just thought that
was not as smart as Harper, well, at least lies.
I just thought it was hilarious. And also, I kind of love that people have been saying, like, it stands for wine and pizza. Like, the
right. Or worship and prayer.
Like, that's amazing. But B was like, excuse me. Like, she, honest to God, was like, I got this. Like, well, I'm gonna make sure you know. And so she told everyone.
Yeah, that's definitely my craptastic parenting moment of the week. And on that note, we're gonna
I guess end this episode. It could be a half
you
hour.
Can, if know. You'd like to find us on Instagram, you can find us at Never Thought I'd Say This. Don't screenshot things. No. don't post screenshots. No, but you can find us on at Never Thought I'd Say This. You can find me at Jody Sweeten. You can also email the podcast at neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
They can follow me at the Celia Behar on Instagram and maybe get me out.
Yeah, let's help get Celia up to, let's help get Celia verified, people. Follow the Celia Behar and we're gonna get you that little blue check mark.
I want it.
Yes.
Something.
I remember, you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audio Boom and Main Event Media.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.